But we feel little torn, little this, little headache, little... Yeah, one day it so happened about headaches. Headache is terrible, I know what a headache means. Yeah, because I have also headaches sometimes. And I had terrible headaches, I don't know when. When I was youngster, I don't know why I developed that. What do you call neuralgic pain? You call half headache, we used to call at that time.
Migraine.
It's a half thing, I say. Migraine has half headache or whole headache?
Depends.
Travels. Migraine travels. Migratus.
Yeah. So when I was a youngster, I still remember, I was so pestered with this headache, unbearable headache. So there was a person, means our family people, strong people, men, who would catch hold of my, this side was there. Catch hold of my desk, you see. All night they would be there, just pressing there. Only then I couldn't sleep, but at least that, I could bear that. It went on for, I think, 10, 15 days like that. And doctors were called and they gave me medicines, nothing seemed to happen. There was one shabby-looking doctor. And because my father could afford to do many things, and he did it, but nothing seemed to give me relief. So somebody should be there to give relief. So he came forward and says, all that I'll have to do is to give him an injection here. He says, what, in the eye? Inside the eye? He says, no, not inside the eye, but here somewhere. He gave me, I still remember that. And there, he said, don't be afraid, he'll get a big blister. Have you all heard of this sort of thing?
No, never heard.
Listen to what happened. So what he said was, don't be afraid if there is a big blister on the eye here. But one important thing is that it shouldn't be made to burst. So sure enough, he gave me the injection, pain subsided. And then there was a blister. And I was made to lie in bed all the time. I would move out to fiddle or to do this, of a depositing, as you all call it. And I was one day fast asleep, and Mehrwan had just grown up, and he had learned to how to stand up. So my bed was there. And what happened? He stood up. He was with a glee, you know, that he won the. He seemed to have climbed the peak of the Himalaya. He could stand up like that, and he was so much in glee that he gave me one rap on my head, you know, and burst the whole blister.
Oh, right.
Luckily, I shut my eyes and all that. And that is the end of my headaches. I haven't had anything like that since then. Yeah. But I know, what I mean to say is that I know what headaches mean. That's why I gave you this example. Headaches are a nasty thing. Like the other things, stomachache, cramps, this, everything is nasty. So there's a fine story about Rabia, who was a great saint like Mira. One day in her company there came people who used to come and sit around her and do what? Nothing, while away their time and think of the Lord. You know, there are different types of merrymaking. And that is grades of merrymaking. This is the highest type of merrymaking. To be in the midst of the great ones. And yeah, that's the height of merrymaking. So they were having a good time, and in one of the sittings, what happened? There came a young man. He said, "Like your Eben, who is here? Where is he? He's not here today.
He's playing guitar."
So he came, and he had tied a bandage around his head, forehead, and head. So, in the course of a conversation, she looked at him and says, "What's the matter? Why have you dyed your head like that? Why is this turban you put?" "Oh, I've got a severe headache. I can't bear it." "You can't bear it? All these years, did you have any headache?" "No." "Did you praise the Lord for not having the headache? Only one day He gave you the headache and you are putting a big flag on your head, you know, showing how much worried and how much suffering you have." She called it a flag to draw the attention of the Lord and the people, yeah, that he's suffering. It's like that. All the years you didn't have a... Did you put a flag there saying that blessed be the Lord for making, keeping me safe and all that? Did you say any time? Did you ever think of him like that? Mm. One day you have that
Rarely.
And you
say...
See how it is.
So stupid we are.
See, yeah. So this is the awakening. This is the awareness he gives us when he comes. We always count our woes, but are unmindful of the blessings that are bestowed upon us every moment of our life.